Well, this brings up a fascinating point about energy and science in general, and that is the old Thomas Edison saying that genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. And it's important in energy policy as well. You have to experiment. You have to experiment. And not only do you have to experiment once, you have to experiment 100 times. That's how you learn. And as Stephanie is pointing out, but Italians and NASA and everybody learned.
That's right. You do not learn from being successful. You learn from making mistakes.
That's why I'm so smart, Stephanie.
That's why the world is so smart. But that bringing this back to energy policy, why this is another place that's very important on energy. What we have today as energy policy is the result of a million experiments. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. Many of them didn't. As a matter of fact, most of them did not work. But you have to do them. You have to do the experimenting to find out what is going to work. And that, to lead one step further into that, why what we're talking about here has to do a lot with about how people think. Mm-hmm. And energy policy, much more than, say, the policy about nuts and bolts, is really determined by what people think and very strong emotions. But what we should be doing is recognizing that what is happening is faith. The herd mentality is a manifestation of faith. Mm-hmm. And this is the important part of this. This is becoming very much like a religion. And you have believers and you have non-believers in any particular religion. And what you have to be careful of is, I got faith. Hallelujah.
Right.
You should have faith too, because I have faith. Use those fluorescent lights. Yay! That's the kind of mentality that you have to watch out for.